everybody, and welcome to our podcast, 90 Day Fiance.
Wait, what happened?
My name is Kiara, and I have my lovely co-host, Kiana. We are twins, just so you guys know, just in case you guys are like, whoa, they sound just alike. We are two different people. Okay, so we decided to do this podcast because we are 90 Day Fiancé super fans, like obsessed.
Obsessed.
Okay, Kiana, how did you first find out about 90 Day Fiancé?
Well, actually, we were at one of our cousins' house and she was like watching it. You know, TLC is always playing a marathon of the show. So she was watching it and I was just sitting there awkwardly. And then I started watching it and I really got into it. And then from that day on, I like went home, binge watched every season that came on before that. What about you? Because I know that you didn't even want to watch it at first.
I know.
When I told you about it.
I know. Okay. So I just remember you kept telling me to watch this show called 90 Day Fiancé. I'm like, what is that? It sounds stupid. I was like, I'm not going to watch that. And then one day I'm like sitting around. There's literally nothing on TV. And so I was, except for that show, basically. So I decided, I was like, let me just turn this on and see what the hype is. Y'all, I literally never have gone back. Obsessed. Okay, so let's just hop right on into this week's episode. So we're gonna start with just the regular 90 Day Fiance that is on right now, and if you guys want, maybe we can add in some our comments or our thoughts about the previous seasons of Before the 90 Days or The Other Way. But for right now, we're going to jump into this episode that just aired last Sunday. So let's get into it. Okay, Kiana. Let's start with Brandon and Julia. So,
okay. So first of all, first things first, his parents, they're pretty old fashioned, but okay, they are old. So I feel like it's expected, but I feel like his mom is like so cute. Like she just seems like,
okay, I thought the same. And then there's like the one scene where his dad is like, they're in the car driving. I think they were driving him to the airport or something.
Yeah, to go get her. They were going to DC to go get her.
And his dad was like smiling like I was like, oh my gosh, he's like the cutest little old guy.
Yeah, his parents are so cute. I love his mom. She seems like she's very like protective of her baby, but he did say that he's his mom's only kid. So I guess that's to be expected, but his mom is so cute, but they're a little like overbearing. Did it say how old he was?
I don't even remember how old he was, but he's in his 20s still. And I think I wanted to say he was like in his late 20s, but I'm like, okay, this guy never has a girlfriend. He's never had a girlfriend. And then he chooses to marry this girl that he met online. Like,
yeah. And another thing, he's like, when they were talking about using protection, and he's they don't use protection. Okay. I get it. I get what you're saying. Like, I get you. But at the same time,
no, I
don't
know
this girl.
Exactly. And okay, she doesn't want to get on birth control. They're not using condoms.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you guys want to have a baby or have an STD or something.
Seriously. I mean, we don't know anything about this girl, but neither does he.
Exactly.
And honestly, she doesn't know anything about him either.
Exactly.
You know? So exactly. They need to be using, like, if they're not going to use condoms, I think that they should still at least be using.
Heck something. No. I think that they should at least be, no, at the most be using condoms, because birth control is not going to protect you from STDs and stuff. But at least a condom, well, I don't know. Will condoms protect you from that?
Right.
I don't
From
know.
STDs?
Yeah, like I don't
Oh,
know. It just seems
good.
like a barrier of protection where if you like on the pill or on like an
Yeah,
IUD
like
or
birth control
something,
does not protect you from STDs.
anything, right?
Condoms do.
Exactly. Exactly.
They only
That's what I'm
protect
saying.
you from pregnancy. And the only birth control that is 100% is abstinence.
Abstinence. Exactly.
So they need to get it together. I love how he
Yeah.
was like, yeah, like condoms are just not as fun.
Right.
I'm like, boy, Mila
No,
is getting
okay.
somebody pregnant that you don't even know, right?
Exactly. And not only that, what about he's not even telling her that they're not going to be in the same room until she gets there? Like, what's her
Right.
problem? See, you're starting the relationship off with a lie already. Like, I cannot stand it. And it's a lie by omission because why not just say, like, hey,
And
just
because
so
he
you
knows that she's going to
know,
be mad.
right? Like, just so you know, my parents are not going to let us stay in the same room because you got to think about it. She's going to be obviously expecting them to be staying in the same room.
Right.
So maybe you should at least give her a heads up. At least that's what
I
I'm
mean,
thinking.
seriously, because it's kind of like he's not even letting her choose. He's not even giving her the option of
Well,
not
that's what he
coming.
said. That's what he said. He was like, I would rather just wait to tell her when she gets here because at least she'll still come. At least she'll still be here. Like, seriously?
I know. I'm like, okay. This guy is tripping. I think he's like, I think he means well, but it's just like, you gotta get it together, boo.
But
Okay.
you know, honestly, I feel like that's what guys do. They try to like, make it seem like it's not lying because I didn't tell a lie, but it's like, well, you didn't really tell me the truth either. Like you knew. It's not like you didn't know that we wouldn't be able to stay together. You knew that we weren't going to be able to stay together, but instead of just telling me that so I can make my own decision on if I want to come or not, you don't tell me. And then you know that I'm going to see this, right? When they do a
Right.
playback or whatever. And then I'm going to say, oh, so you knew that we weren't going to be together. And
And
you
you lied.
still,
You
yeah,
didn't
you
tell
still didn't tell me. That reminds me of like a couple of seasons back when. Oh, what are their names? The couple, the girl was from South Africa, and the guy
me. Girl,
couldn't
I
stay
don't
with
know.
her.
I started watching after you, remember?
Oh yeah, okay, never mind. Scratch
But
that. But y'all know who I'm talking about. The girl from South Africa and the guy, I can't remember their names right now, but it was kind of the same thing. Like she couldn't stay with him at his house because they weren't married yet. But at least he told her. So she already knew before she got
right.
there.
Lesson to everybody out there, do not hide things to your significant from your significant other.
Especially
And
at the
also,
very beginning of the freaking relationship. Oh, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, but I digress.
so let's talk about the fact that he's telling this girl that he's like not rich, but he spent almost 10K on like all these family trips out of the country in 7 months.
Well, I mean, that doesn't make him rich, $10,000.
But if you don't have any money, you don't even have your own place to live, but you're spending 10K on trips out of the country.
Well, I think that's just because he wanted to be with her.
I'm
I don't think,
wondering
because he said he maxed out his credit cards and all that. So I think it's
if, right?
just because he wanted to visit her and she can't come to the US. So they have to go to a country, like when they went to France or whatever, they have to go to a country that both of them can go to. So
Right.
I think that's why. But I also think that the issue is these people from these other countries. They think that Americans like just have money.
That is exactly what I was about to say. I think that to me, it just seems like on these shows, when the American says that they're not rich. I think that some people think that maybe, you still have lots of money, but maybe you're just like maybe not considered rich,
Right,
which
right.
also ties back into the whole birth control thing. I'm like, are we about to have another moment like Kalani and Asuelu,
Oh my goodness.
where
Don't get me started.
they just get pregnant right away? And I don't think that either one of them, I don't think that he got her pregnant on purpose, but it's just like, could this possibly be something that's happening? She
I
thinks that
mean,
he has money because he's
yeah.
spending all this money on these trips, at the drop of a dime. And maybe there's something to that. Who knows?
Yep, it's the same thing with Asuelo and Kalani, Paul and Karini,
Oh, yes.
like Devon and the Korean guy,
Jihoon.
Jihoon,
Jihoon. They all got
but
pregnant like right away. I'm like, have you not learned
exactly.
a lesson? Have you not seen this show? You need to get on some kind of birth control or condoms. I'm sorry, maybe they're not as fun, but come on now.
No, my thing is this, you don't even know these people and they live in a whole different country than you. And you're
Right.
having unprotected sex with them? Like, okay, I'm sorry, but give me a break.
All right. Are you ready to move on to our next couple?
Yep.
Jovi and Yara. And Yara is from the Ukraine. Can I just make an observation here?
No, I
There
know what you're about to say.
seems to be a lot of Russian women and also Ukrainian women on this show. I don't know what
No
it
offense
is.
to them.
Yes, no offense. I'm just saying, y'all are doing y'all's thing getting these American men, okay? Okay.
Okay, wait, before you start, when you said make an observation, I thought you were about to say that Jovi smiles a lot because he just kept smiling like it wasn't even, it was like the middle of a conversation and he was just smiling like nobody's saying anything funny or amusing, but yet he was just smiling. And I'm like, why is he just smiling like a Cheshire cat?
I think he knows that he is like a pretty handsome guy. So maybe that's why he's
I don't
always
know.
smiling.
But he just kept smiling. I don't know if he's like nervous, like in front of the camera, maybe, but he just kept smiling. And I'm like, why does he keep smiling? Like, it was kind of bothering me a little bit because he was just smiling kind of at times. And it's kind of like, what are you smiling
What?
at?
But also, maybe he's just a happy guy. Okay.
I don't know.
So, all right. I was glad that she was real because we've seen in the past where some people from that part of the world may or may not be real, or or they
Oh,
may
you
or
mean
may
a
not.
real person? I thought you meant like real as in like she really loves him.
No. No, like a real person. I was glad that she was a real person. And then she ended up getting pregnant. She actually got pregnant. And then they had the miscarriage, which was extremely sad. And if I'm not mistaken, is that why she was gonna move over to the
Well,
US?
he
Or did they
said,
already decide it?
like when she got pregnant, I think that's what he said. They decided to get married or whatever. And then when she lost the baby, he was kind of like,
Well, I already told you
right. I
that
already
we
told you
could.
now. So I guess I have to just bring you over here. That's how it seemed.
Exactly. Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one that felt that way because I was kind of just like, okay, Jovi, it's
But it
not.
doesn't seem like she really wants to be with him either. But I noticed that maybe that's just a European thing that the girls they like kind of tough skin, like they don't really show, you know, they care like that, because kind of seemed like when he first went to pick her up at the airport, and she was like, "I'm not excited. I just feel tired after the long flight."
Oh my gosh. I wanted to, okay, at first, because remember, she like gets off the escalator and she's like, "Can you back up?" He's just trying to give her a hug and she's like, "Can you back up?"
Okay,
But
but
her flight.
take it from me as a person who has taken many long international flights. I'll just say that that's kind of true. It's like you're like irritated after the long flight, like you haven't taken a shower, like you just want to, you know, you haven't washed your face, brushed your teeth, and then somebody's like all up on you, like, "Please get away from me."
And then, so I definitely understood. And then there was that whole thing of, hey, let's go out to like explore New Orleans after you just got off this 30-hour flight. And it was just like, Jovi, really? What
It's
makes
like
you think
you're really irritating me. I can feel her
exactly?
on that one, but at the same time, it kind of seems like when the producers asked her, like, "What do you love about him?" And she's like, "Oh, I feel like I love him, I think."
Well, I can definitely see why. Like we said earlier, they really didn't know each other that well before she got pregnant and they decided that she would move to the States. So it kind of makes sense that she, at least she's not out here lying and talking about how much she's in love with him.
Right,
But
that's true.
I wanted to bring up one thing in particular that bothered me so much about Jovi.
He's
He is
smiling.
no. He works in underwater robotics, right? So he's gone for a lot of the time. He has to leave for a portion of the 90 days. He's gonna be
Like
gone
30 days.
for 4 weeks of the 90 days. I was like, oh my gosh, did you not learn from Tanya and Sinjin? Oh my gosh. Like, first of all, do you even need anybody to learn that from? Like, do you really think that you should be leaving during this 90-day period? But we also have already seen how it worked out for another one of the couples that really didn't know each other all that well, and then one of them leaves during the 90 days.
Honestly, that pisses me off so bad. Like, I'm just imagining myself going to another country where I don't know anybody, and then the person that I'm supposed to be there with just leaves me for X
Oh
amount
my
of
God.
time. Like,
Oh my
oh my
God.
goodness. At least for him, though, it's not like Tanya and Sinjin, because Tanya was just like, "Oh, well, I already had this trip planned, so I'm gonna be gone for 6 weeks. See ya." At least this guy's like working, so I can kind of understand, I guess. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you probably should have planned a little bit better.
And also, it just seems like he doesn't seem very sure about their relationship. Like his friends seem to know that, to know him better than he knows himself when it comes to the situation. Like he
I think
seems
he
like
knows.
he's just not, like he is not ready to give up his, you know, single and ready to mingle type of lifestyle. So I don't know. We'll see how this one goes. I'm interested to see because it's a situation, like you said earlier, that they kind of just got. Well, she's coming over kind of because she was pregnant at one point, but
And
they
he told
neither
her
one of
that she would come
But neither
and
one of
don't
them was
really want
quite
to marry.
ready for the commitment. All right, Kiana, now is the time for one of the throwback couples, Rebecca and Ziad.
I wish people could see me rolling my eyes right now.
I wanted to make also an observation about Rebecca. She seemed a little bit more upbeat this season. I feel like last time we saw her, she was kind of very like serious, stern
Yeah, she
type
did
of.
seem like that.
So this time she seemed happy. I don't know. It was weird.
Maybe
Okay.
because her boo's about to come over here.
Right. Okay, Kiana, did you think that they would last? Like, did you think that we would really see them again?
First of all, well, I kind of did only because I mean, I can't really remember what happened last, but he stayed with her after he found out that she was married to another guy before. So I kind of figured that they would stay together if they got through that. Because she was still married last season when she t remember when she went over there and she told him like, okay, I'm technically
Oh
like still married or whatever. And
my
they stayed together. Yeah, and they stayed together. So I kind of figured that they would still be together. But I thought their story was kind of boring last time. So I didn't expect to see them again in that aspect. But I guess we'll see what happens this season.
I didn't necessarily think their story was boring, but it was just that they were on a season with like more outgoing people,
Right.
so maybe that's why. But can we just talk about how neither one of them look the same as they look in their pictures? Like
Oh my goodness.
Rebecca looks good
Okay.
for her age, right? Like, I think what she's like, is she like 50?
49.
Oh, she's almost 50. She looks pretty good. Like, she doesn't look old. But
Right.
her pictures make her look
20.
super young. Yes, exactly. And Ziad actually edits his pictures too because he looked a little different in his as well.
Yeah, okay, so on this season, they did show when they showed like clips from last season when Rebecca first went to meet him to Tunisia. It's Tunisia, right? That's where he's from. Yeah, when she first went over there, and they showed clips of the pictures that she sent him from
Oh my
last season,
God. Oh my God.
and she looked like she was like 18. It's like I guess maybe she used Facetune or something. Like she smoothed her face out really well. But she looks younger this season, I think, than last season. Because last
Which
season,
is weird.
yeah, last season that she was on here, she looked really old to me.
Which is actually really weird because now she's like working all these jobs.
Yeah, and she looks much younger to me
I
this
don't think
time.
that she was working multiple jobs like that last time, but now she looks
Last time she
younger.
said she was a private investigator. This time she's working at that restaurant. So I guess she's like a jack of all trades. I like Rebecca. This time she does seem like a little bit, she looks a little bit younger
She looks
and
happier.
she does look happier.
So, can we just talk about Ziad's sister? My good sis does not like Rebecca at all.
I think it's a combination of just their culture differences and the fact that she's been married freaking three times. I mean, it's nothing wrong with that in America, but you got to think about where they come from. It's like,
Right.
girl, talk out this.
And then Kiana, they're staying with her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend, who clearly doesn't want them living with
Yeah.
him.
So it kind of seemed like, I think when Rebecca starts to say stuff like, oh, Ziad doesn't want us to live here because he doesn't want Micah to see me in my pajamas. It's like when you start saying stuff like that, other people will start to look at like, oh, he's like trying to control you because I think that's what her daughter said, like he's being controlling. But I don't, when you say stuff like that and the other people in the situation don't really know, like that's his culture, you know, it can kind of seem like, well, he is kind of being controlling. But she's like, well, it's not really like that. Like it's his culture. Like
Right.
Micah's un is an unmarried man. I'm an unmarried woman, and then we're both living at the same house. It doesn't necessarily matter that he is your fiance per se. It just matters that he's unmarried, I'm a married, we're in the same house.
Right. I agree. And one part of the episode, Rebecca said that she feels like she like her daughter's boyfriend was like a little caveman-ish. And
Right.
I can agree a little bit because the difference I think between what you were saying and what the reality is that her daughter's boyfriend, what's his name, Micah?
Yeah.
He knows that Zia is from a conservative Muslim country,
Right.
and that's also who Zia is. So, and I get that they're living with them, but it's also like you kind of have to understand as well. It's his culture, it's how he was raised, how he grew up. So,
Right. And
I don't
his
think it's
religion. It's not just his culture. It's his
right.
religion as
So
well.
it's not really fair to kind of be like, oh, well, he's gonna have to get over it type of
Right.
situation. Especially since y'all are letting them live with you. You have to be a little bit more understanding. But
I'm sorry, but as a grown 49-year-old woman, I'm not living with my daughter and her fiance unless, you know. I'm sorry, no offense to Rebecca because I like Rebecca, but no, ma'am, I just can't. I'm not doing it.
I'm wondering why, because
Well, she said
I
she spent like all her money, you know, on the K-1 visa. Then
don't think.
remember, she just had another visa with her ex-husband. So, I mean, she does have a lot going on. So,
Oh,
I guess I get it. But at the same time, no. And that goes for all these couples. I'm not bringing anybody over here if I can't even take care of myself. I'm sorry.
and that's facts. Shall we move on to our last couple, Mike and Natalie?
Yep.
Our another one of the couples that we have seen before. Okay. I just have a question because maybe I missed it somewhere, but did we ever figure out why her visa kept getting delayed like the last time we saw them? Because remember her visa like kept getting delayed and they couldn't figure out why or whatever.
I'm not sure if they said the reason why, but it doesn't seem like Mike is really excited.
He's definitely not. And
And I think it's because it's, I mean, when she gave the ring back to him, I think he kind of like not stopped loving her, but I think at that moment he was kind of like, okay, this girl is not about to keep playing with my feelings. Like,
right.
it's either you want to be with me or you don't. Then, you know, she was saying that she wasn't sure if she loved him. It's like, okay, you're like playing with my emotions.
And then they kind of like, exactly. But they went ahead and applied for the K-1 visa. And he's like, yeah, but I'm not ready to get married.
Well, honestly, I don't blame him only because you gotta. This is how I look at it. He was like so excited last season. Like, you could tell, like, he really loved her. Like, you could tell. And I think once she gave that ring back, it kind of like flipped a switch on him. So now he's like, I don't think he's really entirely sure about her and her intentions, honestly. I don't think he's sure.
I agree, but I don't know.
I mean, they have to
I
get married, obviously, if she's coming over here on the visa.
don't know. Right. Which is why it just doesn't even make sense that they apply for it in the first place. Like, it, he doesn't even pretend to be happy when they're talking on Facebook. I'm like, he doesn't even pretend. I feel for
Right.
Natalie because it's kind of like the roles are reversed now. Like now she's
Yep.
the super excited one, and
Exactly.
he's iffy about the whole situation.
Well, I think it's one of those things like, you know, where you kind of like, you kind of do something to somebody, and then when they do it back, you're like, oh, okay. And then you try to like flip it. So I think that's kind of how it was with her. So now she's seeing like, he's like, he's like, okay, girl, I'm not feeling you all the way anymore like I was. And now she's like, oh, I got to do something. You know what I mean? I
Right.
think like that.
The funny, remember when it was like when she said that she was going to be there in 20 days and they both were kind of just staring at each other like, oh,
Cricket, cricket,
he's like, I know.
cricket.
It was super sad. And then TLC was playing that sad music in the background. Like,
I'm
where
like,
did
oh my goodness, this is so awkward. And it seemed like she was like excited, but I do think that he's over it, and I kind of don't blame him. But I mean, if you're still gonna allow her to come over here, then you're gonna have to get over whatever, and then I think he's just gonna have to trust the process at this point because she's already coming over here.
Exactly. And then that part where it was like a flashback from the last time that we saw them, and the producers or whoever asked her, like, does she love Mike?
See? You see what I mean?
And she didn't say anything.
She just like looked over her shoulder like, "Oh,
It's
my girl."
girl, what are you doing?
See, and now I think she knows that she kind of messed up. And I think that's why she's now trying to like make up for it, so to speak. I think that's what it is. I think she
Right.
knows she messed up.
And then, girl, she wants him to kick his uncle out of the house so
Okay.
he can come over. I'm like, wait.
Okay. Now that, no, she was like, okay, I just watched the episode. That's why I can remember so clearly. So she was like, where's Uncle Bo? And then he was like, he's visiting his son. And then she's like, where is he? And then she's like, he's visiting his son. And then she's like, when is he coming back or whatever? He's like, he'll be back in a couple days. And then she's like, back where? Like, girl, you know back where.
That was her roundabout way of asking, is he going to be living there? Which she already knows the answer to. And I'm
Right.
like, girl, he barely wants you there. Why do you think he's going to kick out his uncle for you? Come on now.
Well, honestly, I think originally he would have. I think he would have originally. But now that he knows that she's on games, honestly, I feel like he's like, I am not about to go be over and above and beyond for you anymore. Like, you lost that chance. And you know, like when it comes to guys, it's like once you do something, they're like, ooh. So I think he's kind of like, I would have probably done whatever you asked me to do before, but now, sis, you're on your own. You're gonna have to get over it. Because Uncle Bo is not going anywhere.
Yeah,
Period.
you're probably right. You're probably right. And then he's like, he hopes that they can fall in love. Ugh.
See,
Spare me,
it's
Mike.
really
Spare
sad.
me.
And I actually really like Mike. But it does seem kind of sad. And then I also think that he feels like she's trying to change him too much. Like he said he doesn't believe in religion. He believes in like aliens or whatever. But she's kind of like, I guess, really spiritual, she said, or really religious, I guess. So I think he feels like she's trying to like pressure him. And honestly, I think he's just like, just kind of being hesitant after what happened before, because you remember last season, he was like in love with this girl, and she seemed the
Yeah.
one that was kind of distant. But now it seems like maybe she's not in love with him, but he's being the more distant one now.
Yeah, I agree. So, I think that wraps us up about our couples
Okay.
from this week's episode. Also, side note, I just wanted to say Mike said that he bought a 27-acre land, whatever. That's been in his family for so long, but wasn't he broke last season? He like,
I think he
and
was.
that's isn't that why he didn't want Natalie to come in the first place? That's just totally a side note. It has nothing to do with the couples. I was just like, wait, what?
Yeah, I think he was broke last season, if I'm remembering correctly. But honestly, I mean, they're probably getting a little bit of money from this show too. So
True
that's
that.
probably why freaking Rebecca looks younger now.
Do not talk about my good sis Rebecca like
Look,
that.
I'm just
Okay,
saying.
I am a Rebecca fan
I
because
like Rebecca too.
last time we saw Rebecca, I don't remember which one it was. Oh my gosh. But it was the one with Angela and Avery.
Oh,
And
yeah.
Angela was like jumping down Avery's throat.
I
And
remember that one.
Rebecca kind of came to Avery's rescue,
Yeah,
which
she
I was
did.
surprised because her mom was super outspoken all the other times. And then this time she was kind of like quiet.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I love Rebecca for that because Angela can be a lot to deal with. I can't
Yeah.
wait till we cover some episodes where we talk about Angela and Michael because, oh my goodness.
Yeah, let's not
But
get into that because we can have a whole episode with just Angela and Michael by themselves. Like, we don't need to talk about any other couples. We can probably do like five episodes just talking about them.
right.
So let's not get into it right now, but we'll
So,
definitely cover them one day.
right. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think about the couples this season?
Well, I think the new couples, Jovi and the girl from, I think, Ukraine, and then Brandon and the other European girl, I think they're gonna have a lot to, how do you say? I think they're gonna have a lot to deal with. These girls are not used to farm life. Like Brandon, his family has a farm.
Oh my
These girls are not
goodness.
used to farm life. And then Jovi lives in like New Orleans.
Right.
So I don't think that these girls are gonna be prepared for that. And I don't think that these guys have prepared them for that
Right.
lifestyle because I'm pretty sure Brandon did not tell the girl from Europe that she's
Julia.
gonna be working on the farm. Yeah, Julia, that she's gonna be working on the farm. Because remember when his mom asked him about it, and he was like, yeah, I think she'll pitch in. Like, you don't know that. Like, why are you assuming this?
This girl is a go-go dancer in
Right.
her home country. Why do you think that she's gonna be on your damn farm
Right, with cows and
picking
chickens
hay
and all that.
and
Not
right?
have beating chickens and all that. No, I don't think that's gonna happen.
You are tripping, Brandon.
Yeah, and then the same thing for Jovi. Like, he seems like a southern guy, but I don't think these girls are going to be used to that, but I am excited to see what happens with Zied and Rebecca, only because I do like Rebecca for some reason. I don't know what it is about Rebecca, but I really like her. So,
She seems like a down to earth. I don't know.
yeah.
There's something about her. And she's not afraid to get her hands dirty. When I saw that
Yeah.
she was working at the fast food restaurant, I was like, wait, wasn't she a private investigator? And then, she's talking about how she does both. She
She
has
does
a job.
everything.
Yeah, I'm like, okay,
That's
I
right, Rebecca. Get
she
it how
does
you live,
not,
boo.
right. She does not mind putting in work to
Right.
live her life.
To make ends meet. That's true.
I totally agree. Mike and Natalie, not gonna work. I don't even know why. I don't even know why we're watching this right now.
I'm surprised they came back. Like, honestly, I don't know. Maybe that is why they came back because they want to do the show again. But I don't know. I think they might not work. And I don't think that they should get married only because, once you get married, that's it. Then she's from a whole different country. So he's going to be responsible for her. So I don't think that they should get married. I think she can stay for her 90 days. And then at the end, they probably decide, see you later. And then that'll be it. But I was getting them confused with that other guy that went to Russia. Remember, and then the girl comes here and she surprised him and he was dating his friend. I
Oh
cannot
my
remember
God.
their names. And she surprised him.
It was Varya and
Yes. I was getting them confused for a long time because I don't know why I was thinking about them, but we'll talk about them at another time too, because I don't like her. But anyway.
I mean, I think that these couples are going to give us a lot of content this season. I want to know what I know, and it's so sad to bring up, but Kiana, what was your reaction to them not having a tell-all for 90 Day Fiancé the other way?
Well, I think it was kind of annoying that they didn't have a tell-all, because how do you have 90 Day Fiancé with no tell-all?
I don't know! I wanted to cry. I was like, okay, I don't know what the hell they're doing.
Well, I think it's because of the COVID. And you know, like...
No. Yeah. I don't think so. Because they've been doing the tell-alls via Zoom for all the other ones. Why couldn't they do it for this one?
Well, I think it was probably more difficult because now these people are over... All of the people are overseas. And you know, the communications overseas can be kind of rough sometimes. So I think it's because of the COVID. All of these people are overseas. On the regular tell-alls, you know, the American people are here in America, so we can have them on there. And then the significant other may not be on there all the time. But...
Excuses. Because if they can get damn camera equipment and shit to Rose Marie...
Mm-hmm.
They can get it to everybody else, because besides Rini, I think Rose Marie is probably like the most remote.
Yeah.
On well, the I don't whole know. Idea that they
but I don't franchise. Think I don't think they will do a tell all like in the future for that one, but they might. Maybe once the COVID is over, but we'll see. Hopefully, you know, by the end of this season, they can at least.
Yeah, right.
Because we need the tell-all.
Exactly. All right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys had such a good time listening to this podcast as we had making it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did want to ask really quick. Did you eat anything good during the show?
Yes, I ate a burger from Cookout. And I had some hush puppies and some fries. And I had a large caramel latte from Dunkin' Donuts. So what about you?
I ate some wings, some hot wings, mm-hmm. some homemade hot wings that I made in my air fryer. If y'all don't have an air fryer, I mean, what are you doing? Like,
it's 2020.
It's 2020. You got to get you an air fryer.
So actually, it's almost 2021.
Right. So I made some hot wings and some fries. And yeah, and I had my little drink. I was drinking on a little sum-sum.
And what's while that? Watching it.
Girl, you know, I got to drink my whiskey. We're not getting paid promos at this moment, so I'm not even going to say what kind of whiskey, but there's a certain kind.
That she drinks every day.
Kiana, I do not drink every day. You're going to have our listeners thinking.
Hey, I'm just saying, okay? I'm just saying.
That, yeah, okay. Well, you guys, thank you for watching thank you for listening to our first ever episode. Please don't forget to rate it and subscribe to it, and also leave us a review. Let us know what y'all want to hear, because we're open to suggestions. We can discuss some other 90 Day Fiancés if you guys want. Just let us know.
Yeah, we'll go all the way back to season one if you want us to. So,
well,
just let us know.
Kiana will go all the way back to season one.
I've seen every episode. Now, don't ask me names because I can't remember, but I've seen every episode of the original 90 Day Fiancé. And then
I'm not even going to pretend. Those episodes are literally 2 hours long each. I started watching, I don't even know which one it was that I started watching. It was the one where we saw Angela. It was Angela and Michael's second time that they had been on the show. So that's the
one. That's when you started watching?
That's when I started watching, and I did watch some other episodes. Like, it was the girl from Paris, and the guy went over to Paris, and then she had a boyfriend already. I watched a little bit of
Oh,
that, but honestly,
okay.
I didn't finish it. It was just too much to watch. But anytime from the second time that we saw Angela and
I
Michael,
can't believe that's when you started watching.
That's when I started watching. So Kiana will go back to season one. Kiara will not. But just let us know what you guys want to hear. We are here for you guys. So I think that's a wrap.
Okay.
Peace out.
Thanks, Don.